Movers! What's up? Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com, a.k.a. Massive Freaking Action to Live Life on Your Terms. Back with another action-packed, content-heavy Triple M podcast. Man, woman, can I just say it? You guys don't mind if I tell it like it is, right? I freaking love my job. Seriously, it just feels like yesterday when I was your average, stressed out, corporate slave living well below my means, well below my potential, living OPD, right? Other people's dreams, running around that flipping rat race like it was nobody's business. I was so fed up with life, fed up with my life, that I finally decided to do something about it. You know, no more what ifs, no more sitting on the sidelines, watching other people go for their dream, watching other people just settle for being average while I was sitting there, you know what, doing nothing. It was time for massive action, baby. And here I am today, living my dream. You know, I get to wake up each day whenever I want. Actually, that's not true. My two Siberian Huskies get me up like clockwork every day at 5 a.m. But I get to do what I want with who I want when I want. All because of a simple decision to go for my dream and not stop until it came true. And by the way, back of this dream was to help others live theirs. Because look, I know exactly what it's like to go through life not doing what you want, struggling, grinding, wondering if things will ever change for the better. I'm here to report back to you, okay? I'm here to safely report back to you that yes, you can live life on your terms. You absolutely can. You know, a lot of you have written me over the last few weeks with questions. Chuck, where you been? When's the next podcast? I love it. I flippin' love connecting with you guys. I gotta tell you, you've heard me mention this opportunity before, massivepassiveliving.com. It's not only transformed my life, my business, but the lives of thousands of other people around the world. And here's the best part. Here's the best part. These people, they're just regular people like you or me. You know, ordinary in that we all put our pants on the same way. You know, we all bleed if we get cut. But what makes these individuals different, all right, what makes these people abnormal, and which, by the way, you know well by now on these airways, abnormal means above normal, is that they made a decision to change their lives, you know, to make their vision, to make their dream, to make their burning desire a living, breathing reality. I've never been surrounded by more inspiring, more fired up, motivated, action-taking entrepreneurs ever before in my life. But there's really, for me, there's no better feeling in the world than to see, to witness firsthand other people achieving massive success, and hopefully to have played a part in their journey to the top. So I've been involved in doing things like weekly group coaching calls, weekly Google Hangouts, one-on-one mastermind sessions, but also, you know, I've just been spending more time with my family, you know, hanging out with my two beautiful daughters, my beautiful wife. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Having a business while having a life, while living a life. And today, what I want to do today is just share with you various strategies, all right? I want to get real with you guys and share some real-world strategies that have allowed me to live this life, to go from being a stressed-out corporate slave with time for everyone but me and my family to now a stay-at-home dad, right, getting to watch my children grow, not having to send them off to daycare while I'm slaving away at some J-O-B, to now being able to run a successful business from my house and the best part, adding massive value to other people's lives, helping them live life on their terms. That right there, that is why I love this job. So I'll tell you right now, the turning point for me, all right, let's get real here. The turning point for me, as we've discussed so many times on this podcast, was making that decision, you know, but not just any decision, right? A decision backed up by massive action. See, when you start to move towards your dream, when you start to move towards your goal, your outcome, it starts to move towards you. You may not know all the steps, right? You may not know every single action to take, but you can't let that stop you, right? It's part of the journey. It's you start with where you are, with what you've got, and as you take that first step, you know, look, the next one gets revealed, then the next one. Is it easy? Is it a walk in the park? Come on, man, woman. You know, nothing worthwhile in this life is going to come easy and without effort. But I'll tell you what, and this is key right here, right? When you do what you love, I mean, it's your passion, it's your gift, it's your calling, your burning desire, right? You can't help but enjoy the process. You know, you're going after what you want in life. Enjoy it, right? Savor it. And I'm telling you right now, this is so key. You gotta want that success. You gotta want that freedom. You gotta want that life. You gotta be hungry, as my man Les Brown always talks about. And let's stay here for a second, all right? Because this is important. Because people have, especially as of late, a lot of people have been asking me about my success. And I'm a very observant guy, meaning I pay attention to success, what causes results, both the inner and the outer world strategies, the mental and the physical actions. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, for me, for my success, I was hungry, you know, and I still am. That hunger is so important. You got to want your success. as badly as you want your next breath. You know, you got to want your success like nothing else in this world exists. That's why I recommend that you have a list of minimum 50 reasons why you want your goal. Because when you want it that badly, right, when it's a must, when you work towards it like nothing else in this world exists, that's when you start to do the things that average and unsuccessful people just flat out refuse to do. That's when you start to have the things that average and unsuccessful people flat out can't have. And most people, check this out, all right? It's sad, but it's true. And I can speak to this from personal experience because I was there, okay? Most people, they just settle for whatever life throws at them. You know what I mean? That's where I was. I was settling, you know? How did I break that barrier? You got to raise your standards, right? You got to decide. There's that word again. You got to decide to start settling for more. You know, you got to start demanding more from life, demanding more from yourself. That's why it's so important of who you surround yourself with. You know, I'm telling you right now, the people that I've been hanging out with as of late, you know, the people I mentioned at MassivePassiveLiving.com, when you surround yourself, check this out, it's infectious, right? It's contagious. When you surround yourself with people just living at such a high level, it raises your game. You know, it ups your ante. You got to ask yourself, what am I settling for? Even better than that, what am I unwilling to settle for? You know, it goes back to that list of 50 reasons why, right? Get it all out. Seriously, all of it, the good and the bad. The pleasure of moving forward and the pain of staying where you are. You know, not only what you want, your desires, but also what you don't want to do anymore in your life. You know, see, when I was in that J-O-B and I had this vision, this dream, that, you know, this burning desire, at first, mentally, it was, you know, I can't do that, you know? Fear and doubt. All I saw were the obstacles. Oh, you know, he can do that because he's special. You know, maybe you've had these thoughts. She can do it because she's different. It's all BS. All right, listen to me here. You are as good as anyone else out there. In fact, if you see anyone, I don't care who it is, anyone doing the things that you'd like to do, living the life that you'd like to lead, know, all right, know, if they can do it, you can do it. We're all equal, man, woman. We all are. The only difference between you and anyone else is the decisions that you make. You know, I'm in a different spot in my life today because of the different decisions that I've made. You know, I've made different decisions than most people make. That's it, you know? And I made a dramatic shift early on. You know, I went from that attitude of I can't do it to I can do it. You know, it was just acknowledging that I'm as good as anyone else. If they can do it, I can do it, right? It's belief. Instead of saying or thinking I can't do this, I shifted to how can I do this? You're training your brain to find better results, right? And better results it will find. And the better results you're going to start to experience. See, fear and doubt, right? Fear, doubt, and worry. Think about this, because this is like the most common barrier for success, which stops people in their tracks. Fear, doubt, and worry. It's a result of inaction. I'll say that again. Fear, doubt, and worry is a result of inaction. You know, as we talked about before, fear is not false evidence appearing real. It's anticipation of pain. It's what stops people from taking action. You got to be okay with making mistakes. In fact, mistakes, you know, quote unquote failure, hands down the best teacher in life. You only fail in life if you fail to learn the lesson. What did you do wrong? You know, how can you do it better next time? Course correction, right? We've talked about this. Success is not a straight line. You know, it's a journey. It's just like a heat-sinking missile or an airplane on autopilot. You know, that destination is set. The target is programmed. But the route to that target, to that destination, it's continuously off course. It's using negative feedback continuously to get itself back on track until it reaches its destination. Think of it this way. The adversities that you're going to face, and you're going to face them, right? The struggles, the quote-unquote failures, it's part of the process. It's part of the journey. It's kind of like your rite of passage. You know, I don't know of any successful person out there who hasn't quote-unquote failed. I literally can't think of any. I mean, who hasn't been knocked down in life, right? Taken out at the knees. Especially when going after something worthwhile. You know, a major goal, a burning desire. But I'm here to report to you, you know, it's the person that you become through that process, by persevering, by continuing, by plowing through that adversity. It's that which makes you successful. Persist without avail, meaning it's that person who does not stop, who continues on. It's that person who finds the success. But here's the question, you know, because I was asked this recently, Chuck, what do you do when life knocks you down? I got a message on Facebook from a listener of the show. Shout out to Caillou. I hope I said your name correctly. He asked the question, you know, Chuck, what do you do when you've given all you've got and yet life slaps you across the face? I've been following my dream, pretty sure it's my calling, giving it everything I've got, and yet it is so difficult. I'm losing it, man. Now I'm broke, tired, and frustrated, and people keep saying, get a regular job. Help. You know, we had an exchange, okay? And as it turns out, he's 90% complete. 90% complete on a software project that he's been working on, all right? 90% of the way there. And as I told him, and I'm going to say it again here, Now's the time to floor it. All right, see, most people, again, we're talking about average people here. As they approach the finish line, what do? They let up, right? Seriously, they glide into the finish line. Champions, on the other hand, okay, mountain movers, they find that extra gear. They charge through the finish line. There's a key phrase right there, charging through the finish line. How do you respond when life slaps you across the face? You know what? You slap it back. Seriously, you get after it with a new zest, with a new level of determination. You go back to your why, right? And add to that why. You know, it's kind of like an evolutionary process. Add to it. You know, I'll show them, you know, go back to a job. I'll show them. I'll show myself. I'm doing this. I'm 90% of the way there. What does it take to succeed? We've talked about this. Everything you freaking got. You know, see, when you go back to your why, back to your purpose, back to your calling, back to your goal, check this out. When you go back to your why, when you go back to your vision, your mission, you never suffer from overwhelm ever again, period. Because when you're clear on your goal, you know, when you're clear on exactly where you're going and why you're going there and you're committed to it, overwhelm doesn't exist. It just doesn't, because you know exactly where it is that you're going. You know, if overwhelm does exist, you're just not clear enough on your destination. You got to go back and get focused, right? Focus, get centered. What's the target? You know, why are you doing this in the first place? See, when you align yourself, when you get clear on your purpose, it sounds wooey-wooey, but that's when magic starts to happen. And this, by the way, right, going back to your purpose, to your vision, to your goal, to your why, it's a daily activity until it becomes second nature. You know, this is why I use things like a vision board. This is why I have my whys and my goals written out and plastered all over the place, you know, for that consistent reminder. Heck, I've got the consistent reminder surrounded by me 24/7. You know, it's my kids, it's my wife, it's my family. I'm consistently reminded of my vision, you know, and why I'm doing this in the first place. You got to be reminded sometimes of why you're doing what you're doing, you know? Life slaps you in the face, it evokes you to press even harder. You know, let's break it down a little bit here. Seriously, because I pay attention to this kind of stuff, all right? I do. I'm a geek in that way, right? But it's important. Look, it all starts and ends with your vision, right? Your quest and your determination, your commitment to make it happen. So as I've said, right, I'm big into visualization, right? And don't worry, I'm not going to get all wooey-wooey here on you. But visualization works, all right? When you do it right, you see, there's a proper way. There's a proper way to do visualization. And this, by the way, this is why so many people fail with law of attraction. Most people, especially like when they first learn about law of attraction and intentional thinking and things like that, they aim too high. And I'll explain this, okay? They set their goals too big. Or better stated, they don't believe. Key word right here. They don't believe that they're actually going to achieve their goal. See, if there's any sign or hint of doubt or disbelief, any sign of it at all, you're done. All right, you're done. You got to believe. This is so instrumental to your success when setting goals. You got to believe that you're going to achieve that goal. The believability factor, right? I call this finding the sweet spot. Very technical term, I know. But here's how this works and how to tell if you might be aiming too high with your goals, all right? So like, for example, if you set a goal to earn $30,000 a month and there this feels unrealistic, right? There's signs of doubt or disbelief inside of you and it feels unrealistic. Another key word for you right here, okay? Feel. We're going to go there. Don't touch that dial. Key training right here. If your goal feels unrealistic, in other words, you don't fully believe that you're going to achieve it, you're outside of your sweet spot, you got to modify that goal until you get to a point where you reach 100% believability. So for example, $30,000 a month, not so much. You know, $25,000 a month, not quite. $10,000 a month, I can believe that. I can do that. Again, you want to set your goal, right? What you're looking for here is that sweet spot where you can believe it with 100% that you're going to achieve that goal, right? No doubt, no disbelief. This is instrumental because when you find the spot, you're there. Again, most people, they don't find the spot. They aim too high. And there's nothing wrong with aiming high, right? In fact, you should aim high. But I'm here to remind you, to kind of instruct you that you want to make sure that you find the spot where you believe it with 100% full conviction that you're going to hit your goal. Again, there can't be any disbelief. There can't be any doubt. You know, I mentioned a moment ago feeling, right? Let's go there. Buckle up, all right? Words without emotion are pointless. They're useless, right? And this is why things like affirmations don't work for so many people. Why they work for some, but not all. You got to feel your words, all right? You may have heard me say this before. It's the feeling that gets the blessing, right? I call this, another technical term, I call this the butterfly effect, okay? And what I mean by this is you want to elicit butterflies of excitement in your belly. You literally want to feel your goal. You know, Neville Goddard, one of the great New Thought authors of our time, has an entire book dedicated to this subject. The title of the book, Feeling is the secret. Now, how's that for a clue? You know, so again, you just don't want to state your goals. You literally want to feel your goals. So, Chuck, how do you feel your goals? Great question. Glad you asked. When you think of your goals, you want to think of them as if they're already completed, as if they're already a reality. You know, you want to feel that excitement. Again, you want to get the butterflies of excitement going on. That's when you know that you're feeling your goal. And here's the thing. When it's a goal that you believe, you know, look, maybe you won't be a millionaire this month, but maybe earning an extra $10,000, that's totally believable. Like, you believe it. You know it's going to happen. And when you start to think about your goal, don't think of it as somewhere out there, you know, one day, someday, right? We talked about this. Think of it as being real right now. Let those butterflies chirp inside your stomach. Because when you get to this place, very important, when you get here, when you believe 100% in your goal, when you feel as if your goal is already a reality, boom, you found the sweet spot. You know, you're in the zone now. You know exactly how the game ends. You know what I mean? You know how the movie ends. You know exactly where you're going to end up. An analogy, check this out. This is brilliant. This is an analogy that I recently heard on one of the hangouts that I was participating in, again, with MassivePassiveLiving.com, right? This is my mastermind team, by the way. We get together every Wednesday night via Google Hangout. Anyways, on one of our weekly Google Hangouts, and here's the analogy that I heard, and it's perfect. It's perfect for today's message. Here's the exercise that I want you to do. The next DVD that you rent, all right, now stay with me here because this is powerful. The next DVD that you rent that you haven't seen yet, all right, when you pop it into your DVD player, I want you to go to the menu section and go to select chapters, right, where you can kind of see all the chapters of the movie. And I want you to go to the very last chapter in that movie, the very last scene of the movie, and I want you to watch that before you start the movie, all right? This is all about knowing your outcome. Follow me here, okay? After you watch that last scene, go ahead and start the movie. Now here's the interesting thing here. There's an analogy here. You know exactly how the movie's going to end, right? And that's the point. See, all the action that unfolds, the drama within the movie, the acting, you know, the guy loses the girl, the meteor's coming to wipe out the planet. It may grab you, right, if there's good acting. It may move you. It might even shock you. But you know how the movie's going to end, right? The guy gets the girl. Planet Earth is saved. So as that drama unfolds, you know, right? You realize that it's all going to be okay in the end. Well, apply the same strategy into your life. You know, how does your movie end? What goal, for example, are you going to hit this month, this quarter, this year? What's the outcome that you know, right, 100% believability that you know is going to happen? And check this out. Any pitfalls that occur along that process, any setbacks, any adversities, any struggles, you already know how the journey's going to end, right? You know you're going to arrive safely at that destination. It makes dealing with these challenges so much easier because, again, you know you're going to arrive. So, Chuck, how do I develop that belief? Go back to what we talked about, right? The believability index or the believability factor. You want to set your goals so that you believe that you're going to achieve them 100%. This is so key. See, people don't hit their goals oftentimes because they don't believe they're going to hit them. It's a mental game. It really is. And you can start small with this, right? Nothing wrong with starting small and scaling up your successes, scaling up your wins as you start to create more and more of them. This, my friend, right? This right here. This is how you make mountains move. It's about knowing your outcome before it's achieved, believing in that outcome, believing that you're going to achieve it. Think of it as already being achieved. And it's easier to do this when it's a goal that you can fully believe in, that you believe 100% that you know you're going to achieve. And then you just start taking massive action towards achieving it. You don't sit on the sidelines and wait for it to come to you. You want to move towards it. As you move towards it, it starts to move towards you. Some call this active faith, right? Active faith. I like the definition of faith that says faith is the evidence of things not seen. Active faith is simply acting on the evidence of things not seen, acting by knowing your outcome. So what do you do when life slaps you in the face, when you've given it your all and you feel defeated, deflated, lost, and hopeless? Go back to your why, right? Go back to that vision. Go back to your goal. What's the outcome? Maybe you need to adjust your goal a little bit, but find that sweet spot where you believe in it 100%, where when you think of it, you see it as already being achieved, and you get the butterflies of excitement going on, right? The butterfly effect. Find that sweet spot, and then take massive freaking action to live it. As I said many times before on these podcasts, look, anyone plugging into a message like this one to better themselves, to better their families, to better this world, you've got a special place in my heart. You always will. And I'm here to tell you, the world needs you, baby. You're here to thrive, all right? You hear me? You are here to thrive. Do not settle for average, all right? Do not settle for anything less than your best. Demand the best from yourself, and you will demand the best from life. You know what time it is, baby. It's time to get out there, get after it like nothing else in this world exists, and make those mountains move.